spent a lot of time talking about facilities for cyclists, including parking, changing, and maintenance within a refurbished station. No mention of trains entering the historic Waterside station building, and that's something that in the recent past TransLink have said they wouldn't do. We have begun by asking the head of TransLink and the head of Northern Ireland Railways if they could provide us with any more information related to the background to the Minister's statement, just to be absolutely clear that the intention is to purchase the historic Waterside station building, take it back into public ownership, to renovate it and to turn it back into a working railway station. The preferred option of TransLink was to build a brand new station building directly behind the historic building. The statement is a bit vague on exactly what this transport hub would be.
One of the interesting things you have now to bring to any future meeting is, of course, the work done by those architecture students from Queen's who were in the city last week. We've seen what they were able to produce in 4 days. That would suggest that if the Minister, TransLink and others put their backs to the wheel, they should be able to come up with plans relatively quickly.
You would think so, but unfortunately, the wheels turn a great deal more slowly. We were promised that work on phase two on the rail line, which is vital, that work would take place 2014-2015, but it's now going to be delayed until right up until the end of 2016.